Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,赞美主。
Wonderful Jesus, we have gathered in your name to hear from you.
奇妙的耶稣，我们在奉你的名聚集在这里，来听你的话语。
We recognize that you are in our midst.
我们认出你就在我们的当中。
We are your servant.
我们是你的仆人。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听到你的声音。
We ask you to go into every area and speak to our hearts.
我们恳求你来临到每一个科室，对我们的心说话。
Dear Lord, you know there are many hungry hearts among us.
亲爱的主，你知道在我们的当中有很多饥渴的心。
They love you, they desire you, they want you to be the ruler of their life.
他们爱你，他们渴慕你，他们渴望你成为他们生命中的统治者。
So once again, we want to sit at your feet.
所以再一次，我们要坐在你的脚前。
And listen to what the Spirit has to say to us personally.
来听圣灵要对我们每一个人个人所说的话。
Glorify yourself among us.
求你在我们的当中荣耀你自己。
We desire your presence.
我们渴慕你的同在。
Oh.Nothing is greater joy than to be in your presence.
Oh, 没有比在你的同在里更喜乐的了。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们的当中。
Reclaim your promise for more than two or three, but that you would be in our midst.
我们宣告你的应许。无论在哪里有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们的当中。
We ask it for your glory and according to your great desire.
我们为着你的荣耀而恳求，也照着你那极大的渴想。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Oh, it's always a joy to be together.
Oh, 我们每次聚在一起都是一个极大的喜乐。
Sister Alice is here this morning to lead us to worship Jesus.
圣秋姐妹今天早上在我们的当中来带领我们敬拜耶稣。
Hallelujah, 赞美神。慈悲的神，我等候你，愿你自己住我心里，住我每日生活当中，尊主旨意，尊主旨意。尊主之意是我需要，尊主之意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要尊主之意。我常落在百般失恋，肉体软弱，心灵困病，只有一处能得平安，就是在主神之意里。尊主之意是我需要，尊主之意听主呼召， 主话，无论何地，我只需要珍珠之意。当我看见荣耀之时，快乐充满我的心底，我的灵魂向主沉迷，主我喜爱珍珠之意，珍珠之意是我需要，珍珠之意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要珍珠之意，珍珠之意是我需要，珍珠之意听主呼召，愿跟主我无论何地，我只需要珍珠之意。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主。哦，主啊，你是带领我们的神。哦，主啊，我们真的是在我们的每日生活当中，就是要紧紧的来跟随你，要听主你的声音。哦，凡事上跟随圣灵而行，不再照着我们的意思了。赞美耶稣。主啊，是的，我们也常常落在这一些百般的试炼当中，落在这个软弱当中，但是主，哦，你是一直看顾保守我们的神。哦，哈利路亚，只要我们一回转，哦，主啊，我们就必得安慰，我们就必得力量。赞美耶稣，让我们真的是常常的走在神的心意当中，不偏左不偏右。赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。主啊，使得我们也愿意更多的降服，降服，将我们自己好像当作活祭一样献在你的面前啊。赞美耶稣，让我们真的是学一个顺服的功课，学一个背十字架的功课。哦，就是一生的愿与主同行，照主的旨意。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚。Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
Nothing is dearer to God than His will.
对神来说，没有什么比他自己的旨意更宝贵的了。
He gave us a will to choose the way we would live.
他给我们意志来选择我们生活的方式。
And what we want to offer him today is our own will.
我们今天要献给他的就是我们自己的意志。
Praise his name. Our lesson today is dying to self in the daily life.
我们今天的主题是在每天生活中舍己。
We deny self every time we choose the will of God.
每一次我们选择神的旨意的时候，我们就在舍己。
Jesus said to all of his disciples in Luke chapter 9.
主耶稣在路加福音第九章对他所有的门徒说，
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己， 天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We all desire to come after him.
我们都渴望来跟从他。
We want to be a friend of God.
我们都渴望成为神的朋友。
And as he told us in our study last week, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
就像我们上个礼拜网校的课所教导的，当我们亲近他，他就来亲近我们。
I hope you've been enjoying his presence and getting more familiar with him in your daily life.
我盼望在你们的日常生活中，你更多的花时间跟他亲近，也更多的与他熟识。
Yes, it's every day that we can draw near to him.
是的，每一天我们都可以亲近他。
When he sees you coming nearer to him, he comes nearer to you.
当他看见你来亲近他的时候，他就来亲近你。
Now we're ready to go into something else in our daily life, and that's denying self.
现在我们可以来到我们生活中要学的另外一个功课，在每天的生活中舍己。
Daily, we're called to deny self that Christ might have his way in us and through us.
我们每一天都蒙召要舍己，好让基督在我们里面，并且借着我们通行他的旨意。
It took the power of the Holy Spirit to work that out in the disciples.
需要圣灵的大能才能把这件事做成在门徒们的身上。
Often while walking with the Lord, their own ideas and desires took first place in their heart and were spoken through their mouth.
在与主同行的时候，常常他们自己的想法和愿望在心里占了上风，就从他们的口里说出来。
You remember in the gospel, they'd often ask,Which one of us is going to sit at your right hand? Which one of us is going to be more important?
你记得在福音书里，门徒们问耶稣说，我们谁会坐在你的左边，谁会坐在你的右边？我们哪一位是最重要的？
Jesus recognized and pointed out to them that they were all his children.
耶稣听到就指出他们所有的人都是他的儿女。
He said, "He that is least among you will be the greatest."
他说，你们中间最小的才是最大的。
They couldn't help it. The pride was in their heart.
他们忍不住就这样说，因为在他们里面有骄傲。
And our pride controls us many times.
我们里面的骄傲常常地控制我们。
And the only way a change took place in the disciples, like in us, is to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord Jesus.
门徒们的生命被改变，唯一的方式，正如我们的生命被改变，唯一的方式就是被神的灵所充满。
That's the change that took place at Pentecost.
那就是在五旬节所发生的大翻转。
When they were filled with the same spirit that Jesus had, we see them laying down their lives for the gospel.
当他们被耶稣基督同样的灵所充满，我们看见他们就为着福音放下自己的生命。
They were seeking only to follow the Spirit's leading.
他们单单寻求跟随圣灵的带领。
They sought his guidance and his correction.
他们寻求他的指引，他的校正。
They surrendered their own plans and purposes.
他们把自己的计划和目标降服下来。
When we read in the epistle to the Galatians what Paul had to say,We are amazed.
当我们读到保罗写给加拉太人的书信， 我们非常的惊讶。
He said, it's no longer I, but Christ living in me.
他说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我的里面。
He said, I've been crucified with Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Oh, that's our goal as we draw near to God. We want him to live out his life in us.
哦，这就是我们的目标。当我们来亲近神，我们渴望他的生命在我们的里面活出来。
Well, how did that take place in Paul's life?
但这在保罗的生命里是怎样发生的呢？
He told the Corinthians in chapter 15, I die daily.
他在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，我天天死。
Oh, yes, there are 1,000 opportunities throughout the day to die to the old self life.
是的，一天之中有上千次的机会向我们老我的生命死。
Self is always crying out to have its own way.
己总是容易喊叫着要求自作主张。
Self demands to be first.
己要求成为第一位。
And to be self-centered.
还要求以自我为中心。
That's why Jesus said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself.
那就是为什么耶稣对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，否认自己。
Let him take up his cross daily and follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Oh, Jesus. In Galatians, St. Paul gives the answer to denying self.
在加拉太书五章十六节，保罗给了我们这样的答案，来舍己。
This is how we learn to die to self.
这是我们怎样学习向己死的方式。
We learn to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我们要学习顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Walking is something we do every day. It's our daily life.
行走是我们每天都在做的事，是我们的日常生活。
We decide where we will go and what we will do.
我们决定要到哪里去，做什么事情。
But once we have learned to make contact with the Lord Jesus every morning,
但一旦我们每天清早与主耶稣亲近之后，
we're to stay joined to him in the daily life.
就要在日常生活中保持与他的连结。
We ask him to direct our path and guide each step of the way throughout the day.
我们请求他指引我们的道路，引导我们一整天之中所走的每一步。
I've been hearing from some of our coordinators that they're spending more time with Jesus.
我听到了我们的同工的一些见证，他们在花更多的时间跟耶稣在一起。
And those are wonderful times of communion with him.
那是非常美好的跟他交通的时间。
When he sees us seeking him, he manifests himself and his presence with us.
当他看见我们在寻求他，他就向我们显现他自己的同在。
But when we leave our private prayer room, then we walk with him through the day.
但当我们离开早晨祷告的内室之后，我们一整天都要继续与他同行。
And the Holy Spirit shows us that some words come out of our mouth that are not appointed by him.
圣灵会向我们显明有一些话语不是出于他的意思。
We should check such words and tell Jesus, you rule, Lord.
我们就要立刻停止这些话语，告诉耶稣，主，你要掌权。
You want to speak and think how he would have you do.
你立志要照他所喜悦的去思想说话。
You tell him you belong to him and are his ambassador to those you contact in the day.
你要告诉他你是属他的，是他向你周围的人所差遣的使者。
You know, you're aware that there are so many people who need to find Jesus and to see him represented in each of us.
你知道在你周围有这么多的人需要看见耶稣，需要寻见耶稣，而我们每个人都是耶稣的代表。
First, it's our family, those we live with, the young and the old, need to see Jesus in us.
首先是跟我们同住的家人，无论长幼，他们都需要在我们的身上看见耶稣。
And if we go off to work, our co-workers need to see Jesus in us.
如果我们出去上班，我们的同事需要在我们的里面看见耶稣。
That was the plan of God, that Jesus would come and show us the life to live.
这是神的计划，主耶稣临到我们，向我们显示怎样的生活。
And we would find that we couldn't live that life on our own.
我们会发现，我们凭着自己没有办法活出他的生命。
But he made the provision that he would live within us his life.
但他这样的应许，他要在我们里面活出他自己的生命。
He would fill us with his own spirit.
他要以他自己的灵充满我们。
That's why Jesus said to the 12 after his resurrection, he said, wait for the promise from the Father.
那就是为什么耶稣在他复活以后对十二个门徒说，你们要等候父所应许的。
Well, some people look at the book of Joel, you could look at Ezekiel, where God said, I will pour out my spirit upon you.
所以很多人去看约珥书或者以西结书，神应许说，我要把我的灵浇灌在你们的身上。
We are to be the fragrance of Christ among them.
我们要成为基督的馨香之气在人群当中。
That means among our family, among our co-workers.
那就意味着在我们的家人当中，在我们的同事当中。
I read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
在哥林多后书二章十五节我们读到，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Doesn't it make you happy to smell something cooking in the kitchen? It's a good fragrance.
当你在厨房里闻到食物的香气的时候，你不会感到高兴吗？
It makes you hungry.
它让你感觉到饥饿。
That's the way it is. If we have the fragrance of Christ in us, it makes others hungry for him.
同样的，如果我们的身上有基督的馨香之气，就会使别人对耶稣更加的饥渴。
The next chapter 3 in 2 Corinthians tells us, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
在哥林多后书三章五节说，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
In order for God to flow through us, he wants to fill us with his spirit.
为了让神的生命能够从我们里面流通出来，他需要先以他的圣灵充满我们。
Last year in our e-school, we learned that God is looking for empty vessels.
去年的网校，我们学习到神在寻找倒空的器皿。
He wants us to realize that our sufficiency is only from God.
他要让我们意识到，我们所能承担的能力唯一是出自神。
As the Apostle Paul was willing to die daily, to empty himself daily.
是的，使徒保罗愿意天天向他自己的意志死，向他行事的方式死。
He chose to die to his own will and his way of doing things.
他天天选择向他自己的意志和做事的方式而死。
He went through many trials and he counted it all joy that he might win Christ and have him live out his life within him.
他经历了百般试炼，都以为是大喜乐，好让他得着基督，使基督从他的里面活出自己的生命。
He met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
他在大马色的路上遇见了基督。
And when he caught sight of him, he wanted more of him.
当他瞥见了基督，他要得着更多的他。
The light was so bright he was blind.
那大光是如此的耀眼，他的眼睛瞎了。
But then he was healed and his eyes were opened and he never forgot that sight of Jesus.
后来他得医治了，他的眼睛又开了。但他永远不能忘记他所看见的基督。
He wanted more of Christ.
他要得着更多的基督。
He was willing to pay the price to have more of him.
他甘愿付上代价来得着更多的基督。
Whatever it takes, I want more of you, Jesus.
无论付上什么代价，主耶稣，我要更多的你。
And he describes in the epistle of the dying process.
他在书信里这样描述像祭司的经历。
He tells us, we are hard pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed.
他告诉我们，我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We're perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We're persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
We're struck down, but not destroyed.
打倒了，却不致死亡。
We're always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ.
身上常带着主耶稣基督的死。
Yes, all these circumstances were the way Paul died daily.
是的，所有一切他所经历的环境都是保罗天天向祭司的方式。
But he goes on to tell us that the reason for this dying is that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
他继续告诉我们，他这样天天向祭司，好使得耶稣的生也显明在我们的肉身上。
Then he talks about us, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
然后他提到我们，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Hallelujah, there's a purpose for dying daily.
Hallelujah, 每天向祭司是有一个目的的。
And sometimes you feel, oh, this hurts. I don't like giving up what I want.
有的时候你觉得，哦，这很痛苦，我不愿意放弃我所盼望的。
I remember a time when I was severely corrected by a teacher.
我记得有一次我被一位老师严厉地指正。
And as they brought out all the things I was doing wrong, my husband happened to be with me at the time.
当他们指出我所做的一切的错事，当时我的先生也跟我在一起。
My husband felt sorry for me. He said, "We don't have to stay with these people."
当时他感到很难过，因为他说，哦，我们不要再跟这些人在一起了。
You know, the Lord suddenly, in the midst of that, gave me grace to not say anything.
你知道，当时忽然主赐给我这样的恩典，让我一句话都不说。
And later, when that teacher was in a class, and I sat in the class with my husband.
后来在一个课堂上，那位老师在那里，我和我的先生也在那里。
There was a wonderful, wonderful manifestation of the Lord's presence in that classroom.
当时主耶稣的同在奇妙奇妙地显现在那个课室里。
And no one said a word for the whole hour of the class. It was set into silence.
整个一小时的课堂没有一个人说一句话，大家都坐在安静中。
Jesus came so greatly.
主耶稣这样奇妙地临到我们。
That was many, many years ago, but I still remember how wonderful it was.
那是很多年前发生的事，我仍然记得那是多么的奇妙。
It reminded me of it when I read this scripture, that we're delivered to death. Sometimes we feel like these words are killing us, that people speak against us.
这使我想起经文上说我们要天天死，有的时候人们的话语好像要把我们刺伤。
But if God gives grace to accept it and to say nothing, He manifests Himself to us.
但当神赐给我们恩典，一句话都不说的时候，他就显现他自己的同在在我们当中。
He overcomes the flesh in us.
他就在我们里面胜过了肉体。
Of course, it's a daily process.
当然，这是每天的经历。
What Paul did, he was always turning from the problems and around him and the stonings and the beatings. He was always turning from that and even from constantly remembering the sin behind him.
保罗所做的就是他常常从他周围的难处里调转眼目，他不去纪念他被石头打，也不看他过往的罪。
His gaze was always a determined looking unto Jesus.
他的目光一直坚定地注视耶稣。
Like David tells us in the Psalms, he set the Lord always before his face.
就像大卫在诗篇里告诉我们的一样，他把耶和华常摆在他的面前。
Paul knew his only hope of being changed was by looking steadfastly at Jesus.
保罗知道他得改变的唯一盼望是借着坚定不移的仰望耶稣。
He was giving all these secrets to the Corinthians. In the second Corinthians, he says, "By beholding the glory of the Lord, we're transformed into that same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord."
在哥林多后书三章十八节，他把这秘诀告诉了哥林多人，借着注视主的荣光，我们就变化成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
This is the glorious reward of dying daily.
这就是天天向己死的荣耀奇妙的奖赏。
That the life of Jesus may be manifested in your mortal flesh.
好让耶稣的生也要在我们这必死的肉身上显明出来。
And in my mortal flesh.
在你的身上也在我的身上。
Another verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
另外一节经文，在哥林多后书四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Yes, we're just clay pots.
是的，我们不过是瓦器。
Oh, so wonderful that he takes these earthen vessels that are helpless and sometimes broken.He makes them into a vessel that he can fill with his glory.
Oh, 何等的美好！他拣选了我们这些瓦器，常常是无助的，有的时候是破碎的，但是他把这宝贝放在我们的里面，显明他的能力。
Hallelujah. At the close of each day, as we prepare to go to bed, the Holy Spirit often reminds us of words that we spoke.That were not kind.
在每一天的结束，我们准备上床睡觉的时候，圣灵常常提醒我们那些对别人不仁慈的谈论。
Maybe we didn't say it to the person, but we talk against them to others.
也许我们没有当面对那个人说，但是我们对别人在背后谈论他们。
And the Holy Spirit pricks our heart.
圣灵就要来提醒我们的心。
And sometimes it's our thoughts. Our thoughts are full of fear and unbelief instead of trusting the Lord.
有的时候是我们的心思意念，我们的心思意念满了惧怕和不信，而不是信靠神。
Remember, the work of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth.
我们要记得圣灵的工作是把我们带领进入一切神的真理。
His job is to convict us of sin.
他的工作是让我们知罪。
And to remind us of what Jesus said and how Jesus lived.
让我们想起耶稣是怎样说的，耶稣是怎样生活的。
That's the time we should kneel to ask.The Lord to forgive us and cleanse our heart with His precious blood all through the night.
在那样的时刻，我们应当跪下，祈求他赦免我们，彻夜以他的宝血洁净我们的心。
Don't go to bed with unconfessed sin.
不要带着没有承认的罪上床睡觉。
The Lord is always waiting to hear our cry to Him.
主一直在等着听我们向他呼求。
He's eager to wash our hearts and free us from the fogs in our self-life and our nature.
他切切地渴望洗净我们的心，释放我们脱离己生命和天性里的过错。
Sometimes you and your spouse have an argument.
有的时候你跟配偶有争论。
And you're getting ready.To go to bed and you're still angry with them.
当你准备上床睡觉的时候，心里还在生对方的气。
And you think, well, they should apologize to me. They were wrong.
你觉得他应该跟我道歉，他不对。
But it's very precious if we have the humility to go and apologize first.
但如果我们有谦卑，我们先去跟对方道歉，那是非常宝贵的。
Oftentimes the other person will apologize too.
如果你跟对方道歉，常常对方也会向你道歉。
But you can pray together that the Lord will cover it with His precious blood.
你们就可以一起祷告，主耶稣就会以他的宝血来遮盖你们。
And you'll have a better rest that night when your heart is at peace with the Lord and with your spouse.
当你的心与主和好，也跟配偶和睦的时候，那一天晚上你会有更好的睡眠。
There's a beautiful word in Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. David tells us, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
大卫在诗篇第四篇第八节有一句美丽的经文，我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华，使我安然居住。
And that was written during a time when Saul was trying to hunt David down to kill him.
大卫写这些诗篇是在扫罗追杀他的时候写的。
But he found that he could lie down in peace and sleep in the midst of it.
但他发现在被追杀的过程中，他可以躺下安然入睡。
Oh, praise the Lord. That you give peace in the midst of storm.
Oh, 赞美主，我们谢谢你耶稣，在风暴当中你赐给我们平安。
Whether early in the day or late at night, take all the time you have and all the energy you have to follow on to know Jesus.
无论是清晨还是深夜，利用你所有的时间，所有的精力，竭力追求认识耶稣，仰望耶稣。
Let him always be before your face.
让他一直常常地摆在你的面前。
Whisper your love to him throughout the day.
在一整天轻声地对他说你的爱。
Focus on him.
专注于他。
And once you have a good look at yourself, fall before him.And know it's your preparation to set you free from the old self-life.
一旦你好好地审视了自己，就俯伏在他面前，知道你已经被预备好，从老我的生命里释放出来。
Allow Jesus to have more control of every waking moment of the day.
好让耶稣在你醒着的每一刻更多的管制。
We must be willing to take up the cross and follow him.
我们必须甘愿背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
That's what he says. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
因为那是他说的，要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Oh, Jesus, give us a heart.That's willing to follow you all the way to Calvary.
Oh, 主耶稣，求你赐给我们一颗乐意的心，一路一直跟随你到加略山。
This week, I heard a few testimonies from some of our co-workers.
这个礼拜，我听到了我们一些同工的见证。
Two or three or four of them.
大概有两三位。
A couple of them are students of the e-school.
还有一些网校的学员。
They took special time to get alone with Jesus.
他们特别花时间跟耶稣独处。
And the Holy Spirit opened their eyes to see how full of pride they were.
圣灵开了他们的眼睛，让他们看见自己是多么的骄傲。
Even though they were among leaders that work very hard every day for the Lord.
即使他们是领袖，每天都在努力地为主做工。
They broke down in tears of repentance.
他们泪流满面而悔改。
And in each case, they told me how the Lord drew very near to them.
他们每一位都做见证告诉我，主是怎样这样亲近地临到他们。
They were filled with his joy and his love in a wonderful way.
他们这样奇妙地被他的爱和喜乐充满。
Yes, he has the power to set us free from anything that binds and hinders our walk with him.
是的，他有权能释放我们，脱离任何捆绑或拦阻我们与他同行的东西。
This is the day when many people are talking about needing repentance.
这就是很多人所提到的主再来之前悔改的日子。
It's before the coming of the great day of the Lord.
这是在主再来之前的大日子。
Many churches, they are praying for repentance in our country.
很多的教会在为我们国家来代祷，来悔改。
In the United States, we see evil rampant at every corner.
在美国，我们看到各地都有罪恶横行。
And so the churches want a day of prayer to pray for the country.
所以教会希望有一天专门为国家祷告。
But our greatest need is to say to the Lord, I need to repent.
但我们最大的需要是对主说，我需要悔改。
We can pray, search me and know my heart and see if there is any wicked way in me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
我们可以这样祷告，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。看在我里面有什么恶行没有，洗净我一切的不义。
Asking, Lord, do I love everybody? Do I treat everybody the way you treat me?
问主说，主，我是不是爱每一个人呢？我是不是对待每一位像你对待我一样的呢？
Or do I demonstrate my own flesh and my own will and my own attitude.
还是我表现出我自己的肉体，我自己的意思，我自己的态度。
Each day that can be our prayer, and each day deliverance is on its way from our Savior.
每一天这都可以成为我们的祷告。每一天拯救和释放都可以从救主那里临到我们。
He comes running to find a broken and a contrite heart that seeks him.
他速速地临到那些忧伤痛悔寻求他的心灵。
He's eager to set us free from self-centeredness and pride and superiority.
他迫切地要释放我们脱离自我中心。骄傲和优越感。
That he might clothe us with his humility.
好让他为我们披戴他的谦卑。
We are not born with humility.
我们生来就没有谦卑。
We're born with pride.
我们生来就满了骄傲。
And when we come to Jesus, we have to bow down at his cross and ask for deliverance.
当我们来到耶稣的面前，我们要俯伏在他的十字架面前，请求他的饶恕。
Often Christians are tempted to give up when they discover how much the self-life controls them.
常常当基督徒发现自己是何等的被己生命掌控的时候，他们会受试探而放弃。
The Apostle Paul said to the Romans, In me there dwelleth no good thing.
使徒保罗对罗马的信徒说，在我里头毫无良善。
When the Holy Spirit reveals that truth to us, we should cling more fully to our Lord Jesus.
当圣灵把这个真理启示给我们的时候，我们要更加紧紧地依靠主耶稣。
He is the one who's willing and waiting to overcome in and through us as we take up our cross daily and follow him.
他就是那一位乐意等着在我们里面得胜，并透过我们得胜的主，当我们天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
What is the cross that he's talking about?
他所说的十字架是什么呢？
The cross is really the will of God.
这十字架实际上就是神的旨意。
Doing always, always those things that please our Heavenly Father.
就是要一直一直的做那些讨我们天父喜悦的事。
Our Lord Jesus is the perfect example.
我们的主耶稣是我们完美的榜样。
His whole purpose in coming into the world was to die by doing the will of his Father and become our Savior.
他来到世上的整个目的就是死，借着遵行他父的旨意，成为我们的救主。
He could choose in the Garden of Gethsemane not to die.
他本可以在克西玛尼园里选择不死。
But for the love of his Father and for his Father's will, he said, Nevertheless, not as I will.
但为了对父的爱，为了父的旨意，他说，然而不要照我的意思。
Let us pray each day for the grace to die to our own will.
让我们每一天这样祷告，祈求他的恩典，让我们向自己的意思死。
And take up our cross daily to do his will.
让我们天天背起我们的十字架来行他的旨意。
Oh, his will is wonderful.
哦，他的旨意何等的美善。
His will is perfect.
他的旨意何等的完美。
And Jesus did it for our sake.
耶稣为了我们的缘故这样做了。
And now as he lives within us, he desires to do it over again in each of our lives.
现在因为他住在我们的里面，他渴望在我们每个人的生命里再做一次。
And it takes place as we're willing to surrender our will daily to him.
当我们甘愿天天把自己的意志降服于他，这件事就在发生。
Let him be king. Let him reign.
让他做王，让他掌权。
Take self off the throne and say, Jesus, you rule.
让己下宝座，对主说，耶稣，你来掌权。
I have met a few servants of God in my life that have pressed on into the life that is Christ, and they were so full of love and joy and peace.
在我的生命中，我遇到过一些神的仆人们，他们竭力追求而进入了基督里的生命，他们是这样满了爱、喜乐和平安。
They had accepted that of themselves they could do nothing at all.
他们接受了这件事实，凭着自己他们不能做什么。
Those are the words of our Lord Jesus. Of himself he said, I do nothing at all.
那是主耶稣他自己的话，凭着我自己我什么都不能做。
I do always the will of my Father.
我总是遵行父的旨意。
He didn't even choose his own 12 disciples.
他甚至没有自己拣选他十二个门徒。
He spent all night before he chose them praying, Father, what is your will?
在他拣选他们之前，他花时间一整夜向父祷告，父啊，你要来拣选谁？
And when miracles were taking place, and the disciples say, Oh, why are we moving on?
当他们的事工发生很大神迹，门徒们说，哦，我们为什么要继续前行呢？
We ought to stay in this place. God's doing a great work in this place. We ought to stay here.
我们应该继续留下来在这个地方，神在这里做了这么大的神迹。
But Jesus was obeying his Father's will. He said, we must go on to another city.
但主耶稣顺服他父的旨意，他说我们必须要到下一个村庄去。
He was always listening to his Father's will.
他一直在注意倾听他父的旨意。
He was showing us the way to please the Father.
He 在向我们显示怎样讨父的喜悦。
He said, I do always those things that please my Father.
他说，我一直做那些讨父喜悦的事。
I do nothing of myself.
我没有一件事是出于自己做的。
That's the very open door where Christ comes in when we want only his will.
那就是一道敞开的门，可以让耶稣基督进来，让我们遵行他的旨意。
And he's free to work out his plan in and through us.
他可以自由地在我们里面，并借着我们动工运行。
Let's believe him today and trust him today.
让我们今天就相信他，今天就信靠他。
Embrace the cross.
拥抱十字架。
Surrender our own will to him.
把我们自己的意志降服于他。
For his will to be in full control throughout the day.
让他的旨意一整天完全的掌权。
The glorious day will come when all of us will be so glad that we were willing to die to self out of love for him.
那荣耀的大日将要来到，那时我们所有人都何等欢喜，出于对他的爱，我们都甘愿向己死。
He himself will be our daily reward.
他自己要成为我们每天的奖赏。
He will come to manifest himself to us and through us.
他要临到我们，向我们，并借着我们显现他自己。
We who are leaders will find that our ministry changes.
我们做领袖的会发现我们的事工发生了变化。
When Christ has his way, we have more compassion for others.
当基督掌权的时候，我们就会对别人有更多的怜悯。
We show more love and understanding.
我们会向别人表现出更多的爱和理解。
That's the evidence that Jesus is filling us with his own spirit.
那是耶稣以他自己的灵充满我们的证据。
When it comes to honor, we will prefer one another.
我们会彼此恭敬，互相推让。
We won't be so determined that what we say is the right way.
我们不会这样的果断地认为自己说的才是最对的。
What a radical change took place in each of the disciples when they received the fire of the Holy Spirit.
一旦门徒们领受了圣灵的火，他们每一位的生命发生何等彻底的翻转。
Then they learned how to walk in the Spirit and be controlled by the Spirit.
然后他们学会了怎样靠圣灵行事，被圣灵管制。
Self doesn't want to be controlled.
己不愿意被管制。
The flesh doesn't want to be denied.
肉体不愿意被否认。
But if we're willing to allow Jesus to reign supreme, we will be so blessed.
但如果我们愿意容许耶稣执掌至高的王权，我们要得到何等的祝福。
As the disciples decreased in self-will and self-importance and self-control, there was a mighty revival among them.
是的，当门徒们让自我意志、自我掌控和自高自大逊位，在他们当中发生了极大的复兴。
Oh, it should be our cry. Set me free, Lord, set me free.
这应当是我们的呼求，主啊，释放我得自由。
That I may be your servant.
好让我成为你的仆人。
That I may be your empty vessel.
好让我成为你倒空的器皿。
The dear teachers that are teaching you, they're asking God to speak to your hearts.
我们亲爱的老师们所教导你们的课，他们也在向神求对你们的心说话。
I told one of our teachers the other day that when I spoke to you last week on making more time to be alone with Jesus, I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me. That message was for me.
我跟另外一位老师这样说，上个礼拜当我教导你们花时间单独与神同在的时候，我感到圣灵在对我说，这篇信息是对着我讲的。
And when I speak to you about surrendering your own will, I'm speaking to myself.
当我们跟你们分享来舍己放下自己的意志，我是在对我自己说。
There's always room for more dying to self.
总是有更大的空间向己死。
And he's still willing to change us.
他仍然乐意来改变我们。
He uses the Holy Spirit to convince us of our great need.
他使他的圣灵来光照我们，让我们看见自己极大的需要。
This teacher in our e-school said the same thing happens to them.
我们网校的老师们也在说，他们也感受到同样的。
When it's their turn to teach and the Lord gives them a message, it's something that they are going through themselves.
当他们教导的时候，主赐给他们一个信息，他们发现那就是他们自己的经历。
We can have that same glory shine on us that shone on Paul.
我们也可以让保罗身上这同样的荣耀照在我们的身上。
He told the Corinthians, it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
他告诉哥林多人，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。
That has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The Lord wants that light this morning, this evening, whichever it is where you are. He wants that light this today to shine into our hearts.
主渴望让这个光今天就照在我们的心里。
He wants to expose the darkness.
他要来暴露我们的黑暗。
He wants to expose attitudes we have that are not pleasing to him.
他要来暴露我们那些不讨他喜悦的态度。
Oh, I have had so many revelations of myself through my lifetime.
我一生当中得到很多主的光照，看见我自己里面的态度。
But I'm so glad for them. Some people will never know themselves until they stand before the Almighty God in eternity.
但我何等的欢喜，因为有很多人直到他们站在全能神的面前，他们一生都没有机会真正的看见他们的本相。
They choose now to ignore the light, the searchlight of the Holy Spirit.
他们选择在当下拒绝神那鉴察的大光。
I was only 18 years old when my teacher told me, ask Jesus to show you yourself the way you really are.
当时我只有18岁，我的老师告诉我，求主耶稣向你显示你真实的样子。
When God's searchlight comes on us, we would be so surprised. We thought we were pretty good.
当神鉴察的大光照在我们的身上，我们是何等的惊讶，我们以为我们还不错。
That's the way the Apostle Paul felt. He was doing the right thing. He was agreeing to killing the Christians, arresting them.
那就是使徒保罗曾经以为的，他觉得自己还不错，他在杀害基督徒。
But when that light of the presence of Jesus came on the roadway, he abhorred himself and repented in dust and ashes.
但当神同在的大光照在他的身上，他就俯伏下来， 在灰尘和尘土中懊悔。
No, it's not a happy sight when we see ourselves.
当我们看见自己的本相，那不是一个快乐的景象。
And we can be among those that ignore it.
我们也可以选择跟那些人一样，忽视这个事实。
But I said, oh, I'd rather see it now than go into eternity and realize what I was really like and how I failed the Lord.
但我说，我宁愿现在就接受我的本相，而不是到永世里才发现来永生的后悔。
When I saw myself as a teenager, the way Jesus saw me, oh, I got so disappointed.
当我十几岁的时候，我看见自己的样子就像耶稣看见我一样，我感到非常的失望。
It's our self-love that makes us disappointed.
是我们的自爱让我们感到失望。
Then my teacher told me, every time he shows you, thank him, praise him, worship him.
然后我的老师告诉我，每一次他向你显示你的本相，你就来感谢他，感谢他，赞美他。
Because he wants to fill you more with himself.
因为他要以他自己更多的来充满你。
He wants to change you into the image of his dear son.
他渴望改变你成为他爱子的形象。
So I encourage you, when Jesus begins to show you, don't go down into discouragement.
所以我要来鼓励你，当主耶稣显示你的样子的时候，不要感到灰心失望。
That's just because your self-love is disappointed.
那只是表示你的自爱受到了挫折。
Instead, begin to praise him. Oh, Jesus, you want to fill me with your spirit.
反而你要来赞美他。Oh, 耶稣，你要以你的灵来充满我。
And some mornings I have to walk back and forth, just praising him, praising, glorifying him.
有些早上我必须要在地上走来走去的赞美他，赞美他，荣耀他。
Oh, thank you. You're causing me to see you more greatly.
Oh, 谢谢你，你在让我更多的看见你。
Oh, how we love him, how we praise him.
Oh, 我们何等的爱他，赞美他。
He comes in all his beauty, and he tells us, I paid the price to set you free.
他带着他所有的荣美临到我们，告诉我们，哦，我付上了代价来释放你得自由。
You can be clean through the word that I've spoken unto you.
你可以借着我对你所说的话得到洁净。
I paid the price for your self-will.
我为你的自我意志付上了代价。
It was Adam and Eve that chose their own will in the garden.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园选择了自己的意志。
And the whole human race became contaminated by self-will.
整个人类都被自我意志污染了。
I know when I saw my son trying to correct my grandson at the table, he was just a little fellow, a couple years old.And he became so violently, he would not do what his father told him.
我看到当我的儿子在餐桌上纠正他的小儿子的时候，他只不过是两三岁的孩子，但是他的自我意志是这样的强烈，他这样的背逆他父亲的意思。
Just a tiny little toddler.
他只不过是一个两三岁的孩子。
But we're born with his self-will.
但生下来就有强烈的自我意志。
And my son had to correct him.
我的儿子必须要纠正他。
Another time we were walking on the street, and the little boy didn't want to hold his father's hand.
另外一次我们在街上走路的时候，这个小孩子不愿意抓他父亲的手。
We were crossing.The red light, but trucks were coming around the corner on a green light.
我们在走过红绿灯，当时有另外一辆卡车过来。
The boy screamed and let go of his father's hand and started to run away.
这个小孩子大喊大叫地挣脱了父亲的手，要自己跑出去。
Right in the danger of oncoming traffic.
就在那危险之中，有车子过来。
And my son is very strong, and he ran ahead of him. He grabbed him and picked him up in his arms, and he screamed, kicked and hollered, but he carried him across the road.
我的儿子就很坚定地跑过去，把他抓回来，把他抱回来。
I thought that is a picture of God. Sometimes we're determined to have our own way, and we can scream and yell.
我好像看到这样一幅图画，是我们天父的图画。有的时候我们就大喊大叫着，不愿意顺服他的旨意。
And in all of his power and might, God stretches out his mighty hand and he spares us. And we still keep on screaming.
但他在他的全能和大爱里伸出他的手把我们抓回来，而我们仍然在大喊大叫的不愿意顺服。
But in his great love, he corrects us.
在他的大爱里，他来纠正我们。
He keeps us from danger down the road.
好让我们脱离路上的危险。
So we need to accept the circumstances that we are in.And believe that God is working all things together for our good.
所以我们需要来接受我们身处的环境，相信神让万事互相效力，让我们得益处。
I had a lesson myself to learn this week.
这个礼拜我自己也有一个功课要学。
I had some upset in my body, and I thought, I won't be able to have a class on Friday or Saturday.
这个礼拜我的身体有一些不舒服，我当时感到，哦，也许周五和周六我没有办法上课了。
I didn't know it, but this difficulty was going to be removed or not.
我当时并不知道这个难处会不会被神挪去。
But I began to praise the Lord. I began to say, Lord, you're in control. I belong to you. I'm your servant. And you know, if this is an opposition from the enemy, you remove it.
当时我就开始赞美主。我说，我属于你，我是你的仆人。如果这个难处是来自仇敌的攻击，求你来挪去它。
And the Lord led me to something that would help me.And a friend of mine praying for me, and the Lord took it all away.
然后主就许可一些帮助临到我的朋友为我祷告，主就把这难处完全的挪去了。
But constantly, the Lord even permits difficulties in order to prove Himself.
神一直都在许可难处发生，为了要证实他自己。
Not only prove.Himself, but he's proving us too. Are we willing to say, Lord, your will be done, not mine?
他不但在证实他自己的信实，他也在显明我们是否愿意对他说，哦，主，愿你的旨意成就。
You have your way.
愿你按自己的意思行。
I want to die to my own desires.
我愿意向自己的愿望死。
And then we have the opportunity, like I said, Jesus said, daily, take your cross, daily.
就像我所说的，我们每天都有很多的机会来背起我们的十字架。
I think of those who are under persecution now all over the world because of the gospel.
我想到在全地有很多的人为着福音的缘故受逼迫。
Their life is in danger at all times.
他们的生命时时都在危险之中。
But if Paul were living in your circumstances, he said, "Whether I live or die, I am the Lord's."
但如果保罗也身处在你的环境里，他会说，或生或死，我都是主的人。
When they were full of the Holy Spirit, they were willing to lay down their lives.
当他们满了圣灵，他们愿意把自己的生命摆上。
You remember one time, they thought Paul was dead after they stoned him and they left him.
你记得有一次他们用石头打保罗，他们以为他死了。
Maybe he was very near to death, but he rose up. He continued to serve God.
也许他当时的确快要死了，但他又起来了，他继续的服侍神。
Yeah, God does miracles according to his will in our lives.
是的，神照着他自己的旨意在我们的生命中行神迹。
But he's looking for those all over the world that are willing to surrender their wills to him.
但他在遍察全地，寻找那些愿意把自己的意志降服于他的人。
Like Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, he'll guide you into all truth.
就像主耶稣提到圣灵说，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
He'll teach you your own nothingness.
还要教导你们，让你们看见自己一无所有。
That he might be all and in all.
好让他成为一切的一切。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Oh, yes, 我们爱你。
We know you're here. We sense your presence.
我们知道你在这里，我们感受到你的同在。
We pray that you will lay your hand on each one gathered this morning.
我们恳求你来按手在我们今天每一个人的身上。
We want to be baptized with your spirit.
我们渴望被你的圣灵来施洗。
We want to be so yielded to you that you can search us and know our hearts.
我们渴望这样的降服于你，好让你检查我们的心思，知道我们的意念。
Expose the works of the flesh in our life.
暴露我们生命中肉体的工作。
Expose our self-life, still so strong.
暴露我们这样强壮的己生命。
Pour out your spirit of humility.
赐给我们你那谦卑的灵。
Pour out your love.
倾倒下你的爱。
Your joy.
你的喜乐。
Let us keep rejoicing. This is our preparation for your coming.
让我们继续的喜乐，因为这正在预备我们为着你再来的大日。
It's just your second coming, but you're coming to us today.
是的，我们在预备你的再来，但是今天你就在临到我们。
It's just today that we have. You said this is the day.
我们拥有的就是今天，你说今天就是那个日子。
And we believe you, Lord, that you will go from heart to heart.
是我们相信你要临到每一颗心。
And draw us to yourself.
把我们吸引到你的里面。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
We only have a few minutes. Let us wait in His presence.
我们还有几分钟，让我们在他的同在里等候。
His power is here to deliver.
他的大能在这里来释放我们。
Receive Him.
来领受他。
Everybody asked Sister Alice to sing just one verse in the chorus of I Surrender All, and then I'd like to ask her to close in prayer.
我们请圣秋姐妹唱全所有奉献的副歌，然后请圣秋姐妹做结束祷告。
全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我珍贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我珍贵救主，全所有奉献。
哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主啊，我们谢谢你今天哦荣耀的同在，主啊，我们也谢谢你借由你的使女玛撒牧师再一次向我们的心说话，主啊，是的，你常常在呼唤我们再一次回到你的里面，回到你的里面，主啊，因为我们知道哦，主，我们离了你，我们什么都不能。我们必须常常的回到你的里面，紧紧的与你绑在一起。主啊，我们也求神你的光再一次的来光，光照我们，真的是照明我们心中隐藏的那一切不讨神所喜悦的，哦，那一切软弱的。主啊，让我们更多的知道，我们需要俯伏，低伏下来。哦，哈利路亚，主是的，帮助我们完全的低伏，俯伏在你的面前，哦，就是将我们自己献上，主啊，让你来，你自己来坐在我们每一个人的里面，主啊，哦，这乃是你的旨意，你呼召我们来，主，你乃是要来改变我们，主啊，因为你是圣洁的，你也要让我们像你一样是圣洁的，哈利路亚，主啊，帮助我们就从今天开始，主啊，在每时每刻，主，我们都要来亲近你，来寻求你的心意，更多的来哦，遵行你的旨意，跟随你而行，主，我们谢谢你哦，主啊，哦，哈利路亚，赞美你，愿你的话藏在我们的里面，常常的引导我们，祝福、哦、每一位在线上的弟兄姐妹，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，
阿们，
阿们。Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
He's with you.
他跟你在一起。
Take some time. You can be still. He's working on the inside.
花一些时间安静在他面前，他正在你的里面工作。
We do surrender, Lord.
主，我们要献给你。
One of the coordinators told me, when Jesus draws near, it's easy to surrender.
一位同工告诉我，当主耶稣临到我们的时候，我们就很容易降服。
He's near. It's an easy time to surrender.
他现在离我们很近。在这个时候是很容易向他降服的。
Our time is nearly over.
我们的时间快到了。
But if you can stay where you are, look at him.
但你可以就在你所在的地方注视他。
Surrender to him.
降服于他。